And finally, traditionally in Ireland and the United States, October 31st means one thing, Halloween. Lydia O'Kane finds out more about the origins of this festival and its association with the religious feast of All Hallows.
When the Feast of All Hallows came to be celebrated on the 1st of November, the last night of October became the Eve of All Hallows, or Halloween. By chance, the new date corresponded with a centuries-old Druid holy day, the Feast of Samhain.
The 31st of October is also the Celtic New Year's Eve, as a time in which bonfires were lit and celebrations were made. And it was also, interestingly, from the point of view of the Christian faith, it was a time in which there was an ancient belief that the souls of the dead revisited the living and revisited their own homes. And there was all kinds of fanciful tales about fairies and goblins and ghosts wandering about on the 31st of October.
Father William Swan of the Pontifical Irish College spoke with us about how the first Christians in Ireland incorporated elements of the Druid Fire Festival into the popular celebrations of All Hallows' Eve.
In the Universal Church, the Feast Day of All Saints was celebrated on two separate dates. One was May the 13th, but then from about the 8th century onwards, also tradition begins that the Feast of All Saints was celebrated on the 1st of November. It's not exactly sure where that tradition began. Some say it began with Pope Gregory III, again in the 8th century. But it's also a tradition that it began actually in Ireland, because the oldest Irish martyrology, which is a record of the Irish saints who were martyred, entitled the Filiera of Angus, it's entitled, assigns the first day of the month of November to the Feast of All Saints.
Since the 17th century, Halloween has involved a practice of ritual begging known as trick-or-treating, a name that comes from the practice of playing a practical joke on those who refuse to treat the beggars with sweets, apples and nuts.
What I always remember as a great night for family also, and for playing games in the house and having some fun. There's something about it that ignited our imagination. I think there's something there that the imagination of the child, that is somewhere there in all adults as well, is still waiting to be won. And I think that the great challenge for us as Christians is to tap into that imagination.
Halloween is now fast becoming a global phenomenon, with trick-or-treating children and costumed adults marking the occasion from the Philippines to Rome itself, where the English-speaking expatriate community has introduced the revelry. I'm Lydia O'Kane.